U.S. ends its military presence in Iraq this month, but Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki told business leaders at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Tuesday that the economic relationship between the U.S. and Iraq is far from over.
The mutual sacrifices and hard work in between the two countries and by the two countries in fighting terrorism, this will be the bridge that will make it possible to more American corporations in order to come to Iraq and do its constructive work.
About 40 Iraqi business leaders accompanied Mr. Maliki to Washington this week, eager to build strong partnerships with U.S. companies. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Thomas Nides welcomed them.
This is a time for America to start thinking of Iraq as a country, not as a war. One defined not just by who is leaving, but who is staying.
Iraq's security situation leaves some companies hesitant to do business there. Deadly attacks are frequent, but violence is down significantly since peaking in 2006 and 2007. U.S. Secretary of Commerce John Bison told the chamber Iraq is worth the risk.
More U.S. companies see Iraq as a promising and important emerging market, one that's set to grow faster, even now, faster in these years immediately ahead than China.
After Mr. Maliki's comments, Deputy Secretary Nides told VOA American businesses should jump at the chance to serve tens of millions of Iraqi consumers.
At the end of the day, it's about making money, it's about opportunities, and there's plenty of opportunities he had in Iraq.
Iraqi leaders say they are committed to increasing the number of American companies in their nation. As their prime minister said, there will not be generals, but business leaders at the front lines of the new Iraq. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.